It's a residency at the House of M's.
This is Triple M Nights with Dave Gleeson.
G'day, Aussie. It's Dave Gleeson here, mate. Welcome to Triple M Australia.
Hello. It's good to be here.
Mate, it's great to know that you've got a brand new album coming out this year, Patient Number 9. We've heard the single. We've been playing it a lot. It must be very exciting after a few years to have a new album coming out.
Yeah, it's great. I had a bad surgery about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm still in recovery from that. So doing these albums just giving me, something to do rather than think about my health,
Yeah, right. And get together with a few mates as well and record some stuff.
Well, I've got Eric Clapton, I've got Jeff Beck, I've got Tony Iommi, I've got Jack Wilde, I've got all kinds of different guys on the album.
It's fantastic. Now,
Andrew Watt, the producer, he's very. He only says, let's ask Eric Clapton if he wants to play.
And Jeff Beck, I mean, Jeff obviously isn't or Eric as well. They're not kind of metal guys, but it must have been great to have that kind of flavour.
Oh, yeah, but Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck played some good shit on them track.
Fantastic, mate. It must be exciting after so many albums to find new ways to kind of inspire yourself in the studio.
You know what? Doing the same formula over and over again, but with different riffs. Doing this, it's different now. It's kind of like so different than the business is now.
Yeah.
But I want to go back on my next album, if it's possible. I'd like to go back and use tape instead of digital because it's different now. You can do things quickly now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, and the thing is with the tape, I mean, it's just got such warmth, doesn't it? It's got like this, it's got a feel that it's hard to explain unless you listen to the digital as opposed to the analog, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't mind digital for the fact, but you don't feel like you don't really feel like you made an album. It's like, I'm so used to sweating my nuts up in the studio, thinking, you've got to get these things right, I mean, but now it's just pressing f***ing buttons, don't you?
And so, I mean, after so many albums, what do you expect of the success for this album?
Well, having these different people working with me on working on my album was something that I've never really done before. He's out on the last album.
Yep.
I used Jeff Beck, Tony Iommi, Eric Clapton and Jack Wilde. I've worked with Jack Wilde and Tony Iommi before. You see, I'm not really a big fan of people having special guests. But I thought, well, I've never done it. And if my fans don't like it, they'll soon tell me.
Oh, mate, I reckon your fans are going to love it because I think we hang on everything that you bring out, Aussie, and you've been such a consistently great performer and great songwriter that...
Who's this? Eric Clapton? Who?
No, talking about you and talking about how excited us fans are that...
The quickness of making these albums, what we did like three months on, we just around in the studio, got a couple of tracks down, and we took a break, and we went back, and it's kind of like, because it happened so quick, I can't feel a part of it till I've lived with it for a couple of months,
Sure, yep.
So we took breaks, and then Andrew did other things. And Andrew's great to work with, He's really a good guy to work with.
Now, so you're touring?
No. I'll wait.
Right.
I had that surgery 3 or 4 years ago.
Right, yep.
And the guy completely f***ed me up, man. He really did a bad job on my neck, I'll have to have more surgeries for his job, right? I've only just recently had a final surgery. And now I've got to recuperate and I've got to start walking and whatever.
Yeah, right. Looking after yourself.
I've never been this laid up in my life,
Yeah, right. So it was a bit of a bummer to come on all through the COVID time that you couldn't get out. But are you looking forward to be touring in the next...
Where are you calling, talking me? I know you're in Australia, but whereabouts in Australia are you calling me from?
In Adelaide, South Australia.
Oh, yeah, I know Adelaide really well. I can remember when I first went to Adelaide, I thought people had disappeared. It was the quietest city I think I've ever been in.
Yeah, well, it's quite it a little bit.
Sunday, it was like Sunday afternoon every day there, you know. The last time I went, it changed a lot, you know.
Yeah, no, it's certainly it's come up in the world. We've got a bit more cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
Now,
well, look, you're looking forward to getting back on my feet and coming over to play for you, you know.
Mate, it would be great to see you here. You have so many fans in Australia and around the world. Where, and do you use social media or anything to keep in touch with fans?
You better talk to Michael. My he's there now.
Right, he does all that stuff.
He'll give you some stuff.
No worries, mate. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, Ozzy, and I can't wait for the album to come out. We love Patient Number 9 and the collaborations.
I want myself.
The collaborations are fantastic. Now, just quickly, is Patient Number 9 autobiographical?
Yes and no. I mean, what we did, we said, what can you write? What shall we write? This one about, and we go, this or that. And we just mention a word. What about going crazy? Okay. When you start with a title, it's so much better because you go, oh, yeah, we're going to write this one about such and such.
Sure, yep.
The way he wrote it, there's another track on there about me being a fan of me. You know, a fan, Mr. Donovan said, I'll write to you again. You know, it's about a fan writing to me.
Yeah, right,
and
right.
He turns out at the end of the song, he gets pissed off and he comes after me.
It's great to make those stories in songs, isn't it? And you have that whole visual in your head.
It's very singing about the end of the world all the time.
Mate, thank you very much for your time, Ozzy. We love you here in Australia. And
God bless, man.
Can't wait to see you here and hear your new album. Thanks, brother.
God bless.